different spiritual paths here, and some of mine feel called to make this commitment today, and others may not wish to, and that's totally up to you. It's an orientation. But your response, Ray, I'll get you with that slide we created up now. Ready? Your response to each of these questions is with God's help and Jesus' presence. And these questions all come from teachings of Jesus in the Gospels, but also in Romans chapter 12. And so I offer these questions to you and invite your commitment if it feels appropriate for you today. Will you love one another with genuine Jesus love?
Yes, with God's
help and Jesus' presence. Will you welcome strangers and love even enemies?
Time for every purpose. For everything there is a season and a time.
Will you do unto others
under heaven,
as you would have them do
to you? A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted.
Will you resist what is evil
and a time to heal?
And hold on to what is
good. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh.
Will you care for one another, making room for joy, sorrow, and frustration within a loving community?
A time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing.
Will you outdo one another in showing respect to each other?
A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear.
Will you let God's Spirit give you energy so you don't give up living the way of Jesus?
A time to love and a time to hate. A time
will you
for
give
war
thanks
and a time
every
for
moment
peace?
And pray
herein
all
is good
the time?
News.
Will you surprise others with generosity and compassion?
Yes.
Will you bless those who are mean to you? In Acts chapter 17.
Will you
17,
celebrate with those who are celebrating and
one
verse
with those
that
who are
I want
crying
to share with you?
Yes.
It's a reflection from Paul. He's in Athens.
Will you live in harmony with others
through,
and seek to bring peace?
Sort of like a cemetery, but it's a bit more than that. And there's
will
statues
you not push
to
be
that
first in line, but think
and
of others
he
too
sees one yes statue that is labeled for the unknown God.
Will you
God
focus
and
not on the bad,
this out to the people,
but look for
in
beauty
Athens
all around?
And this is his reflection in helping them understand who this
will
unknown God is.
Will you seek to overcome
Paul
evil
says,
with good?
In him, in God, we live and move.
And indeed,
and
we
have
commit
our
to these
need
things with God's help.
We
in
can't
him,
do them
we
alone
live.
We need each other
and move.
We need God's help,
and have
Jesus'
our
presence.
Being.
Thank you for your commitment
you to
today.
That phrase.
And together we
sit
will
there
encourage each other in living it throughout the year.
Because it relates to time.
Time.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Take time to be holy.
No time like the present.
A stitch in time saves
yeah.
Time love.
Uh-huh.
Time for supper,
yeah. Almost time for lunch.
Time to get up.
Yeah, yeah.
Time for family and friends.
Yeah, taking time for family and friends.
Time to laugh.
Time to laugh.
Not enough time.
Not enough time, yeah. Where did the time go?
Self-care.
Pardon?
Time for self-care.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Time's up, yeah. Yeah, we hear time shapes so much of our lives, right? And David, we were playing with, well, what if you left the earth? What would time be? Because our time is with the sun. I was reading this week The Martian. I don't know if you've seen the movie. The novel's great. It was written before the movie, and it really, I mean, both the movie and that. But then what's time on Mars? It's longer than time on Earth, a full day. And then they were having to figure out how to communicate with the time, the length of time communication took between Mars and Earth. And then also the fact that the day was longer on Mars, and so someone on Earth had to live according to a Mars day to be able to be present to have the communication when it could happen. So what is time?
I don't know. We're thinking about time an awful lot lately because of this morning, and what came to me is the sense of, as Christians, we follow the way of Jesus, and we follow a life that is in God, and there's a sense of timelessness in God. The Bible, in the New Testament in particular, talks about kairos, time. And the interesting thing about that is, in God's time, there's always enough time. It's time is not linear in that regard, where there's a beginning or an end. When we find ourselves running short on time, as if it's something that's scarce, or we
feel scarce.
It feels like it's just not enough, or we feel like, will it ever end? The opposite of that. So I was thinking, when we're anxious to get somewhere and it's exciting to get there, it seems to take forever to get there.
Are we there yet, Dad?
Yes, exactly.
Are we there yet?
And then when we come home, it's like the journey is twice as fast. So time is weird that way. Like it is an elastic. It bends. We can have more than enough time, or it feels like we don't have any time at all. But my sense around that is when we rest in the knowledge and in the presence of God, when we take time in terms of being with or in the presence of God, then what I've noticed is that there's always enough. There's always enough time, because then we're living outside a little bit of the linear notion of time that has a beginning and an end. And in God, of course, what does it say? I am the Alpha and I am the Omega. It means I am the beginning and I am the end, and I'm everything in between. In fact, there is no beginning, there is no end.
That's the Roman, or the Acts, in God we live and move and have our being. All of our time is contained.
So there's the sense that in terms of living in the Spirit, which we talked a little bit last week, the sense of living in the Spirit, there's a certain kind of timelessness, because there's always enough.
And so the Ecclesiastes is the other that we just heard Stan read for us. It's also about the balance of time. So a time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant, a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, to build up. Time to weep, to laugh, to mourn, to dance, to throw away, to gather, to embrace, to refrain from embracing. It's all this balance that goes on, in terms of the time within God's realm.
So where where the wheels fall off the wagon for me with Ecclesiastes is when your kids move away to university.
Yeah,
and
a few people have noticed the no one on the drums this morning.
What is going on here? Because all of a sudden they are on their way, and that's like 20 years from here to there, and then time feels funny, because, well, that means that I'm closer to the end of my life than I am to the beginning of my life. And then I start to breathe a little quicker, and my heart starts to race, and my tummy goes all butterflies, because I realize I'm in a totally different time. So I have to sit with Mr. Ecclesiastes a little bit, because it calls me to sort of smooth that out a little bit. Well, there is a time. There's a time to be born, and there's a time to go to university, and there's a time to be at home with no children, apparently. So, you know, like it's kind of strange how time works, right? So where I have to land with that is that somewhere in the midst of my distress, where I'm starting to feel like time is sort of odd or compressed, then I need to back up a little bit and remember that when I breathe, there's time. Even contemplating my own death, there's time. It's bigger than me, and it's bigger than us. We're part of something much wider and deeper than we feel when things are tight and feel claustrophobic, because time is outside ourselves.
And time, those times can come upon us, whether or not we've planned or want them, but somehow that is all held in God, in whom we live and move and have our being. And so that's our theme for this fall, time. And the book that we're going to be focusing on is called Sabbath Pause, because within the faithful community, within the Judeo-Christian tradition, Sabbath is part of how we understand time. And it's part of the balancing of time, part of the taking time. So this book, some of you have already purchased a copy through the office. I am going to order more this week. So the idea is it has a reflection for every day. So week one is called beginning, and there's an introduction, and then there's a brief reflection for each day with some prayers, from some spiritual reflection, and then it gets to day seven, and day seven is about being as a group, and we will use some of the stuff from day seven in worship, as well as doing our own reflections on getting to that point in the week. And so it's about Sabbath, but more broadly about how do we live in time as faithful people. So if you want to get the book, you can. I think it's also available for download for those that prefer that. And if you don't get the book, there'll still be lots for you to meditate on and ponder. And the other thing I would really encourage you is to take the bulletins home, but week by week, because you can use those for daily spiritual practice, to use the prayers, reflect on the prayers. As well, there's the bookmarks that I've mentioned before, Prayer for Ordinary Time. And again, this talks about time and how we bring God into that and realize that we are in God's time. So, time. We'll see how much time we have this fall to explore this.
It's a really accessible book. I had some time with it this week, and I can't wait for us to experience it. It is very gentle. It's well written. It's easy to be with. So in that regard, it's easy to have time with it. It will be a blessing for each of you.
So we're going to sing, Take Time to Be Holy, from the gospel tradition.